friends. This year should be a special Shkos Rav Noni Mimarazi Sheyichyu. And we're going to be learning in Yanei Avelus based on the Torah of Rav Soloveitchik Zichrono Livracha. The Rambam, in the fifth parak of Hilchos Avelus Halacha Vav, writes, Kohen Gadol Chayv B'chol Divrei Avelus El Sh'asa L'Kor B'Gadol V'Lamala L'Gadol Pera V'Latzei Sachar Amito B'chol La'am Bo'im L'Nachamo Besok Shemavrin also Kol Am Misub Mala Oretz V'Meisav Al Asaf Silvram Lak Shemanachin also Anu Kaparas Chum Royal Hemtis Baruch Hu Min HaShemayim Kohen Gadol is Chayv in all types of Avelus, but it's Aser for him, besides being Chayv in Avelus, but it's Aser for him to rip his clothing, grow his hair long, to follow the mita of the mace, and everybody comes out to greet him, to console him, and when they give him a sudas havra, the food they give the avel after the death, everybody sits on the floor, and he sits on a bench, and they say to him when they're menachem him, "We are your kapara." And he says back to them, "You should be blessed from heaven." The makor of the Rambam is a Mishnah on Sanhedrin, the beginning of the second parak. Meis lo meis ani yotze achar amit k'shemisnachim me'achem kol amom lo ano kaparascha v'olam disparchum min hashemayim k'shemavrim oso kol amisub mal haaretz v'meisav al hasafsal. So if someone dies relative to the Kohen Gadol, he doesn't go out after he doesn't follow the mace to the place of burial, and when he is consoled, they say to him, "Where your kapar?" And he says, "You should be blessed from Shemayim." When they give him a suda havra, everybody sits on the floor, and he sits on a bench. So all the details the Rambam brings are brought in the Mishnah, except for what the Rambam was mechadish at the beginning, that a Kohen Gadol is chayv in avelus. This halacha we don't see in the Mishnah. Where does the Rambam get this from? Kohen Gadol chayv b'chol divrei avelus. Doesn't say it in the Mishnah. Apparently the Rambam learned this misvara. Since the Mishnah is dealing with Havra Nichum Avelim, Bevadei the Kohen Gadol is Misabel. Because if there's no Avelus, why is there Sudas Havra and why is there Nichum Avelim? However, many Rishonim argue with the Rambam and hold that a Kohen Gadol isn't Chayv in Avelus at all. And Nichum and Havra are not a Raya because they are not, in essence, details of Avelus. Raya Ledavar, because you're Menachem Beregel. Like you see in the Mishnah, Moed Katan 27a. And according to many poskim, Havra is also noegis paragel. So when the regel, there's no avelus. So what's pshat? There's nichum avelim and sudas havra must be that it's not a din and it's not pirtei avelus. In the shita written by the Talmud of Rabbi Yechiel Paris, Moed Katan 14b, the Meiri Toser Rosh over there, they all write beferish. There's no Avelus on the Kohen Gadol. So here we have Machlokes Rishonim. Is Avelus Chal on the Kohen Gadol? Rambam says yes, other Rishonim say no. The truth of the matter is, when we're dyking the Sugya Moed Katan, L'chora, we have to accept what these Rishonim say, that there's no Avelus by a Kohen Gadol. Because the Gemara says as follows. Mitzora Mau, Shianing Tzorasu Beregel. Is a Mitzora Noe Dine Tzoras during the Regel? I'm Rav Tashma, but Tzorua, the Rabbi's Kohen Gadol. That it says v'hatzarua, we want to bring a raya about whether you're noig tzaras beregel. The tzarua includes a Kohen Gadol. That even a Kohen Gadol is a tzarua. Now a Kohen Gadol, the whole year is like a regel. We see in the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol makriv onein veino ochel. That a Kohen Gadol could be makriv when he's an onein after a relative dies. And he can still be makriv veino ochel, but he doesn't eat from the karban. And other people don't send their karbanos when they're onein. Only on a regel they can send their karbanos. And if so, the fact that we see, so what do you see? You see that Kohen Gadol has a din regel, and therefore he's makriv onein. So from the fact that we find that a Kohen Gadol has din etzaras, even though for him the whole year is a regel, shema mina, You see from here that noeg tzarata beregel shema mina, that a person's noeg tzarata beregel. Because if a kohen gadol can be a tzaru, and for a kohen gadol the whole year is a regel, so you see logically that tzaras is noeg beregel. Now, this raya is only a good raya if we say that a kohen gadol does not noeg avelus. Because as far as the status of a kohen gadol goes, there's a chalos regel. And just like there's no avelus beregel, so too there's no avelus for the kohen gadol. However, if we say, like the Rambam, that in kohen gadol's chayv and avelus, it emerges that he doesn't have a din like everybody else beregel, le'inyan avelus. So what's the raya of the Gemara? That, what does the Gemara want to say? The Gemara wants to say that, you know why there's tzaras beregel? Because the Kohen Gadol is always in the state of a regel, and he can be a tzarua. But according to the Rambam, this isn't a raya. Because look at Avelus. Avelus isn't noeg beregel. And it is noeg b'kohen gadol. So, what's the Gemara's raya? The Gemara wants to prove that, you know how you know that there's tzaras in the regel? Because by a kohen gadol, it's always regel. And he's a tzarua. So it must be that there's tzaras b'regel. But this isn't a good raya according to the Rambam. Because look at Avelus. The Rambam holds that a kohen gadol is noeg Avelus. And yet, Avelus isn't noeg beregel. So you see that even though the kohen gadol is always holding by regel, nevertheless he can still be an avel. So why don't we say the same thing about tzaras? Yeah, kohen gadol can be a tzarua, but there's no tzaras for everyone else. There's no tzaras beregel. It's like by Avelus. Kohen Gadol is noeg Avelus. Even though by the Kohen Gadol is always a regel, so by Tzaras. Kohen Gadol is noeg Tzaras, even though by him it's a regel. But by other people, they're not going to be noeg Tzaras per regel. Just like other people are noeg Avelus per regel, even though the Kohen Gadol is noeg Avelus. And he's always in the status of regel. So this raya only stems with the other Rishonim, who hold that a Kohen Gadol is not Chayv and Avelus. And it's very good that the Kohen Gadol isn't Noeg Avelus Beregel, and we're not Noeg Avelus Beregel, never Noeg Avelus, because for him it's always a regel. We're not Noeg Avelus Beregel. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Look at Tzaras. Tzaras must be Noheges Beregel, because the Kohen Gadol is Noeg Tzaras, and for him it's always a regel. And don't ask me kashas from Avelus. Avelus is the same thing. That for Kohen Gadol it's always a regel, and therefore he's not Noeg Avelus. And for us also, when it's a regel for us, we're not Noeg Avelus, lo aleinu. So how are we going to learn this Rambam? And this Kasha was asked by the Karen Ora, Moed Katnya Dalet Amid Beis, Minchas Chinuch Rei Sadi Samach Dalet Sif Dalet. When we look at the Sugya, we find something interesting. The din of Hechsher Avodah Shel Kohen Gadol Ba'aninus is a special Gzeres HaKasif. And has no Shaychus with Dini HaRegel. This halacha is learned from the parish of Mises Shnei Bnei Aaron. It was said to Aaron, Aaron said to Moshe, V'achalti chattis hayom ha'itav b'nei Hashem. He said, I ate the chattis today, is this not good in the eyes of Hashem? Is this good in the eyes of Hashem? If I ate the chattis? He didn't say v'hikravti. As he's saying, I couldn't have eaten it. He burned the chattis. I couldn't have eaten it. But he didn't say, I couldn't have been makrevit. Because he's an onain. after Nadab and Avihu died. And Memela, there is Hakrava, there's no Achila. Achalti Chatzi Amita Bein Hashem. Ilachat is no good. But Hakrava there is. If that's true, that there's Hakrava Ba'aninus, what does this have to do with the din of Niug Tzaras Beregel? Of being a Tzaru on the Regel? It could very well be that the din of a Kohen Gadol B'chol Hashanah is not like the din of Yisrael Beregel. And we can't say that the Sugya thought that Hechsher Avodah B'Kohen Gadol B'Aninus makes a chalos hafkas aninus, because the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, and you see from the Mishnah that he doesn't eat it as an onen. He's makriv onen, but he's not eating as an onen. So what do we see? We see that a Kohen Gadol has aninus. A Kohen Gadol is called an onen. Just as a special din that avodas ksherabo, even though he's an onen. So what's the raya from here to regel? What does this have to do with regel? What's the raya to regel? The Gemara wants to say, Toshma v'atzerul the rabbis kohen gadol, v'kohen gadol chol hashana karegel l'kulei alma dami. So a kohen gadol is a tzerua, and the Gemara makes an assertion that a kohen gadol the whole year is like a regel for everybody else. And what's the raya that a kohen gadol for the whole year is like a regel for everybody else? Because the Kohen Gadol makriv onen ve'eino ochel. Because the Kohen Gadol is makriv, the carbon is an onen, and he doesn't eat. So it must be from here that a Kohen Gadol has a din regel. And therefore he's makriv onen. But that's not a raya. It could be that a Kohen Gadol doesn't have a din Yisrael Beregel. And you know why he's makriv? Because this is a special Gzeiras HaKasev. You just learned from Mises Shnei B'nai Aaron that there's a special Gzeiras HaKasev that he's makriv onei. And don't say that there's no din onanus because he's still not eating. So we really have no raya from here that a Kohen Gadol the whole year is like a regel. So this is very difficult. Another kasha on the Ibaya of the Gemara, the Gabe Menuda Mitzora. The Gemara says if somebody is a Menuda, if somebody is excommunicated, should he be knowing his Nidui Beregel? Should he carry out his being a Menuda on the Regel? And what about a mitzora? Is a mitzora knowing tzaras beregel? Minuda maushi inog niduya beregel. Mitzora maushi anik tzarato beregel. That's the kash in the Gemara, kash in the Gemara, shayos in the Gemara, yadalad amid base. What is this? What is the shayla b'chal? The reason there's no avelus on a regel we see in the Gemara, because the essay de Rabbim, b'samach de b'chagecha, is doich the essay of the Yachid. If so, why don't we use the same reason in relation to the mitzvah and the menude? Tavo mitzvah essay shel simchas haregel, b'titcha mitzvahs niyuk tzaras v'nidui. We can't understand the Gemara's shayla because just like an Avel is not knowing Avelusa Beregel, because the Esei de Rabim is Doche the Esei de Yachid. So let's say the same thing about a Menuda and a Metzora, that the Esei of the Rabim is Doche the Esei of the Yachid. So once we know that there's no Avelus on the Regel, we should also know there's no Menuda and no Tzoras in the Regel. The truth is, Tosis already was conscious of this question, Menogel and Menuda, and they answered what they answered, Ayin Shem. Other Rishonim also have this Kasha. The Tosis HaRosh writes nearly the Tatz, the Gabiabel, who deshaich lomar si esei deregel v'tuchsi bev samachta. His teretz is that with respect to Avel, where you can say that the essay of the regel comes, where it says v'samachta, and it's docha the essay of the Avel, which is a mitzvah not to be v'simcha, but in menuda is a different thing. It's to be Mekayim lo sasor. And because he's not listening to the words of the Chachamim, they placed on him this stringency that he didn't listen to the Chachamim. And they were menada him. They excommunicated him. And it's not mevatel the mitzvah simchas haregel, it's not a stira. Avelus is a stira to the regel. But menuda is not. Menuda is medin lo sasur, he has to keep lo sasur. But it's not mevatel the simchas haregel. So if it was a dinim aniyas simcha inachinami, it's a stira, but here it's not a stira. Similarly writes the Ritva, v'shlomidim daraisa kevin shesamech b'chilas basar v'chayotzei bo, ein haregel mischalul v'karina b'v'samechta b'chagecha. We can say since midaraisa a menuda can still be happy and eat basar, it's not a chil haregel. He could still be mekayim b'samachta. It's not a stira. Be mekayim b'samachta b'chagecha and be a menuda. It's very hard to understand this Tosas HaRosh. It's hard to understand the Ritva. Halo gam avel, an avel also can eat meat and drink wine. Only kvura sameis lefnei the kvura is aser v'achilas basar v'shti asiyayin. But after kvura it's mutter. And nevertheless, there's no Avelus. So what's pshat with an Avel? An Avel is allowed to eat meat. An Avel is allowed to drink wine. And yet we say that we're mafkia the Avelus. Why are we mafkia the Avelus? Let him eat meat and drink wine and be happy and still be an Avel. Just like by... the Rishonim want to say by menuda, he can still eat and drink, so he's going to remain a menuda and eat meat and drink wine. It's not a stira. So Avelus is also lechora not a stira. The Simchas Yontif. So the answer is we have to say that the etzem kiyum pirtei Avelus, the fulfillment of the details of Avelus, like taking off his shoe, sitting on the ground, not washing himself, not anointing himself, these are all contradictions to Simchas HaRegel. If so, also b'menuda, there's going to be no Simchas Yomtev, because he is chayev berov divrei ha'avelus. She is chayev behem ha'avel. Most of what an avel is chayev in, a menuda is also chayev in. So therefore, he's also going to come to b'mevatel Simchas Yomtev. A menuda is not allowed to get a haircut. A menuda is not allowed to wash his clothing. So that's also going to be a stira to Simchas Yontif. So then we're back to the Rishonim's kasha. The Rishonim asked a good kasha. You see that there's no avelus on Yontif, because an avelus is a stira to Simchas Yontif. So then nidui is also a stira to simchas yantiv. So it's pashut, there's no nidui. And don't tell me you could be knowing simchas yantiv with the nidui. You can't. Just like you're eating meat and drinking wine, it's a loma speak. Because by an avil you can eat meat and drink wine, but that's a stira to avelis. So, because the other things he's doing are a stira to simchas yantiv. So to a menuda, the other things he's doing are also a stira to simchas yantiv, even though he can eat meat and drink wine. So it's pashut that there's no nidui and yantiv. So what does the Rashi mean? Ki chomer ze eino mitzvas minias simcha. This isn't preventing simcha. Why not? Of course it is. So these are a number of kashas, and Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we will continue with the kashas, and then hopefully we will get to the Yishuv and the Mahalach here to explain and see in the flaws b'taras Hashem. As happy as one can be with Avelis. Normally Avelis is Nishkin Freilich and Zach, but here the Torah is so good, so we can enjoy a little bit of the Nachas Shalom, nobody should die, but the Limud HaTorah of Avelis, and Sina Flos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.